Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. When we get a chance, we do a radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Devon. And Devon, we call this Devon's Input because he is a gentleman that I started working with even before we started working together. He asked me a whole bunch of inquisitive questions, told me a little bit about his story. We just kind of like became friends, and as a result of any of all of that, I'm just going to shut off my other phone, sorry about that. As a result of any or all of that, we started to do these radio shows, and Devon told me that today is our third anniversary for the radio shows. So we've been up and down and all around and lots of different places, and Devon's going to open up a new conversation as we get started. So Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much for that great introduction, as always. And this is my third year anniversary. I started April 2021, so this is 3 years this month that I've been doing Devon's Input. Thank you to all my audience who've been supportive of me. But now we're going to move on to a different topic. I want to talk about reverse recruiting a little bit. How did I find out about reverse recruiting? It's something where you pay for a recruiter to look for interviews for you, and then you do the rest. You probably heard of reverse recruiting before. I don't know if my audience heard of it, but let me explain a little bit in detail. What it is, it's an organization. They have several of them. When I was working with what before was called Find My Profession, and with this company, this is back in 2022, I joined and paid $2,500 for 1 month, and I got two interviews virtually, and I didn't get hired, but this is how the process works. You pair with a company, whether it's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month, and they find an interview for you and get you your dream job. Now, this is going to be 98% of the time it could be in any industry, whether it's home health care, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a lawyer, whether you have a PhD, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an accountant, whether you're an architect, whether you're a teacher, they find that profession for you, you know. So back in 2022 when I joined, you know, I did ask for a refund because I couldn't afford it at the time, and I got a refund back of half my money back, which is $1,250, which is $1,250. And I can't say it. The company is a five-star company, you know, so it wasn't their fault why I didn't find a job, because I was only with the company for a month. And matter of fact, it was truncated even less than a month. It was like 3 weeks. And what I found out, the company is very good. They write resumes for you. You have to pay a separate fee for the resume writing. That's something different. And what happened, usually your best bet, you have to have an MBA, a master's degree, or you can have a bachelor's degree as your preference or what your education line is. But usually people have a master's degree, you get better, better acquainted with companies who's looking for that master's degree or even that doctorate degree, or like I said, a medical doctor, a PhD, a lawyer, you know, they go to any varies or multifold or master's or multifaceted industries, you know, it's all up to, it depends on the person, you know, it depends what their education line is or how much experience do they have, you know, so it all depends on them. And what I also found out is there's other companies that do the besides Find My Profession, and I'm going to enroll in a couple of months into a different company. I don't want to mention their name, but I want to go with that company who does the same thing as Find My Profession. And there's several companies that do the same thing, but this company that I'm going to join in the next couple of months, you know, their prices are a lot cheaper and they offer the same services, you know. So I want to go with them. And what I want, I was also looking at my dream job because, you know, with me going back to school in a couple of weeks, you know, to get my doctorate, you know, I'm about 2.5 years away from getting my doctorate. I think the doors open a lot more to people who have their PhD, because what it means is that you are the omniscient and you are the know-it-all of all you have to know in education. You know, like I said, well, people, they get double doctorates and stuff like that, even triple doctorates, but the doctorate is a high level of learning, you know. And with reverse recruiting, I think that would help me, you know, get my dream job. But even before I get my doctorate, I still have to apply to the company, and I have an MBA, so they look at that. And also, I do a live radio show with Mr. Peter Mingles as much as possible, and I'm also an author. So they look at those facets, and, you know, I have experience in global supply chain management. I did an internship with Renter several years ago, and you know, it's just that I'm looking forward to working with them. And you know, you have to have other stuff on your plate. You know, like I said, I have a lot to bring to the table. I want to you know, get my name out as many places as possible. You know, that's the way to go. Just trying to get out many outlets. You know, and people. You know, I have a lot of downtime now. But sometimes today after work, I went to my room and I slept. I didn't watch any TV. I went to the store and stuff like that. But like I said, with the company, Final Profession, they're a very good company. And it's just that I couldn't go back to join that company again, because they found out that once you dispute or get a refund and that your bank disputes those charges, you cannot join the company anymore. So you have to go to a different company and do the same thing that they do. So like I said, I don't want to mention that company's name, but like I said, I'm looking forward to working with them in the near future, you know. So that's one topic that I would like to talk about. And about the home health industry, I'm trying to get rid of that industry as much as possible, because to me, it's a dead-end street. You know, like I said, there's no job security, there's no job stability. I'm working as a home health aide, because I was on a case yesterday, and, you know, the patient, you know, he's arguing I was tough, roughing him up a little bit, and his wife was saying, you know, I didn't put back things in order and stuff like that. So, and the patient, you know, he doesn't want any repetition. He doesn't want you to repeat yourself too many times. So, you know, I just that, you know, I can't deal with certain stuff like that, because, like I said, it's psychology and it's mental sometimes more than physical, you know. More than physically, you're cleaning up the patient, or he does number two on himself, and you clean up vomit or you clean up urination. It's more mental than physical. And, you know, it's just that the home health aid field is not what I thought it would be. You know, I thought it would be more, you know, consistent. You know, I know that the patients have mental and physical disabilities. I know that. But I thought it would be more to my like or more of my inclination, more propensity to do something like that. Because, you know, I thought, you know, home health aid, I was over here in the past. My mother was a home health aide. My grandmother was a home health aide. I have people in my family who was home health aides and nurses and stuff like that. I know people, my ex-sister-in-law was a home health aide. So I thought, you know, it was more, I would say, more easier to do, you know. But like I said, I found out that nothing in life is easy, you know. I want to be a facilitator in a home health aid, but it's not as easy as it's cracked up to be. You know, you have to deal with people. They get annoyed, you know, they have mental breakdowns, you know. So it's very difficult to be in that field, the home health aid. I had a friend who was a home health aid, and he had to leave because he said he couldn't deal with the arguments with the patient, and they're doing this and they're arguing all the time, and they throw a fit and they're a hissy fit, and you know, he couldn't deal with that stuff, so he left it and did something else. And like I said, with the organization or the industry I want to work with in a couple of months, you know, it's more job security, it's more job stability, and it's more to my liking to do something like that, because like I said, you're paying them to look for a service. Now, it's not guaranteed you're going to get work. That's the one thing I forgot to tell everybody here listening to Devon's input. It's not guaranteed you're going to get work from the reverse recruiting, you know, but they do guarantee resume writing, where you have the writer write to a resume and you should get work within 90 days. But reverse recruiting is a different platform and a different pipeline. It's something different, a separate payment you have to make. And what that is, like I mentioned about 5 minutes ago, you pay for a recruiter to look for interviews for you. So, like I said, nothing in life is guaranteed, but you have a good chance of getting a job if you get a coach, you know, you get three experts, you know, who can help you out and mentor you and guide you through getting your dream job. So that's the benefits of it. That's the provisionary benefits of it. So I'm looking forward to doing that once again, like I did 2 years ago. But this time I plan to stay with that type of company or organization in a role I want. I'm looking for a role, something like maybe head of operations or director of operations or brand ambassador, or I can even look for a CEO position, you know. So that's the type of role I'm looking for, a position I'm looking for to find my dream job, you know. So other than that, another thing that I'm doing is I want to be a model right now. I was a model back in 2005. I took a lot of photos and headshots and stuff like that. I was going to work. I don't know if you heard this show. I think it's off the air now. It was called Yo Mama. It was a show that I could have got a role in, but I didn't like the title Yo Mama. It sounded unprofessional. I wanted something more theatrical or something. Like I wanted to be more like either an actor or model or a sapien or a thespian, you know. I wanted to be something where I could act in commercials or act in movies and stuff like that, or do modeling for promotional purposes and stuff like that. So that's what I wanted to do. But like I said, I have a phone interview tomorrow where I have an audition where I can be a model for a certain company. And that's what the industry I want to get to, because like I said, being a model, I have experience in doing that. But like I said, a lot of things that come with that stuff. You have to, you know, be posted all over, you know, the cities and municipalities, and you have to travel. Well, the traveling part I like. I want to travel to different states, different countries, you know, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And with modeling, you know, it's not only your external look, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes with modeling, your personality, your enthusiasm, your will, your perseverance, your punctuation, there's a lot of things that comes with being a model, you know. Are you passionate about it, or do you have the fervor to being a model? So that's one of the criteria that you have to look at for being a model. I did some beautiful swimsuit models out there. And not that I'm saying I'm going to be on Sports Illustrated. You know, only women get to be on Sports Illustrated to model. But like I said, you know, it's something I'm interested in doing. And I have a couple of interviews coming up. So, you know, I'm very intrigued about it. So, but let's take a commercial. Let's ask Peter if we can do a commercial right now. And we get back with Devon's input in a little bit.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Devon. We're talking about Devon's input, and he's brought up a whole bunch of topics so far. So, Devon, back to you.
Thank you so much, Peter. I just want to ask you, Peter, and you can take over for the next maybe 10 minutes or so. I just want to ask you, tell me a little bit about your experience. Where do you have anybody in your family who's a model, or, you know, or anybody who wants to get their dream job or don't know how to get their dream job? Can you give more information at the end, you know, reverse recruiting, and, you know, if you have somebody, I don't know, a cousin or a friend or an associate where you can tell them more about being a model, you know, you can, I can give you more, you know, innuendos or more inklings about doing that. So, like I said, Peter, tell us a little bit about your history or your knowledge about any models or models, you know, growing up or who you look up to. I know maybe your generation is like Fabio or Cindy Crawford or Elle McPherson or, you know, so tell us a little bit about that.
You know, as far as in my family or immediate background, we really never had anybody that did modeling as a career. I think my wife had the kids do a little bit of modeling when they were younger, and just a little bit. And like for TV commercials or not so much TV, it was for product commercials. So my son did a couple of things, I think, my middle son, and those are things that just were far and few between. And then I think most of the modeling things were really just, I hate to say it, grooming my wife towards a scam of always paying for new headshots, always paying for new traveling, always paying for whatever. So they didn't generate as much income as we had to spend to get those things done. So I think that's one of the reasons why she dropped it. So having said that, I don't really have any positive modeling experiences, although I'm sure lots of people do. On the other hand, when it comes to modeling and the word that you might use, like looking up to them like celebrities, I really never got into that personally. I never kind of identified a celebrity kind of a thing. And for whatever reason, I'm really not sure about that. Although when I was younger, Farrah Fawcett was very popular, and all my friends, for whatever reason, decided to buy me Farrah Fawcett posters. So for all those people that remember what that was, I had them all, you know, the Charlie's Angels or the Farrah Fawcett posters. But I really wasn't into that sort of stuff, Devon. So that celebrity worship stuff was not for me. But I know that it is for lots of other people. So whether it's athletes as celebrities, whether it's models as celebrities, pretty models as celebrities, one thing. Now, one thing that is going to be very curious, and this is way off the conversation of this conversation, is now with artificial intelligence, you don't necessarily need to have any particular model like that you have to pay a huge amount of money for. So whether it's a songwriter or a singer or anything else like that through artificial intelligence, that's going to take a real bite out of some of the things that used to be highly paid for in the either the songwriting or the artist's kind of modeling kind of a thing. So it'll be very interesting to see how things work out in the next few years as artificial intelligence has a tendency of taking over.
So about reverse recruiting and from your dream job, do you have any relatives or family members or associates that be interested in getting their dream job or, you know, looking somewhere in a different industry or getting an industry that they always dreamed about being in?
I don't know anybody that I have that was part of a recruitment kind of a scenario. So, and maybe I just don't have enough people that I talk to about these types of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm very familiar with them. Matter of fact, I know they're, it could be a very high paying position in the event that you're the reverse recruiter and you place somebody. But, and I understand the purpose of it, but I don't know if I had any experience with that. Now, I know when I came down to Florida, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and I figured, well, why not try a recruiter? So I called somebody who put me in front of somebody, and I don't know if he ever made money on me working with a guy or not, but I did try. I remember, I don't mind mentioning the specifics, he put me in front of a guy that did what they call Sears painting, and they were looking for a sales manager. So because of my direct sales background, a lot of people didn't realize it, and this might be dating myself. If you had a Sears credit card, you kind of automatically qualified for a loan to have your house painted, as long as your credit was relatively speaking. So they used to call Sears customers setting up a free appointment, and then the sales guy would go and talk about painting, you know, giving you a quote for painting the house. So I was invited to be the sales manager, or invited for a position for a sales manager for a guy over here in Jacksonville who wanted to, you know, basically build his telemarketing call center out even bigger and better and all that sort of stuff. So I went on a job, quote unquote, and it was awkward at best. But I realize that because sometimes direct sales appointments are awkward at best. And he wanted a direct sales manager that would go all over the country building his direct sales offices, and he was willing to pay that person $60,000 a year. And I said, if somebody will take that position where they'll go all across the country and build your business for only $60,000 a year, you got the wrong guy, because that's a multi-$100,000 a year responsibility and position. And if you find somebody willing to work for $60,000 to fill that position and do all the things you're expecting him or her to do, you probably found the wrong guy. He didn't like when I said that, but I wasn't interested in the position anyway. So I knew that reverse recruiting or recruiting did have its purpose, but that, you know, you got to kiss a lot of frogs and you got to go through a lot of things. And just like anything else, I guess, like just with dating, you have to work through enough of them until you find the right one for you. But I guess if it works, it works. So those are some of my experiences.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Peter. Like I said, getting back to our modeling, you know, I want to see where it takes me. You know, it could be a lot of stuff that branches out from modeling. I can get my own podcast show and, you know, bigger and better things. I can, you know, have my own TV show or my own radio show. You never know what can branch out, but that's what I'm looking to do, you know. I remember back in 2005, a guy was going to pay me $5,000 to have my photo plastered all over New York City. And I was thinking to myself, well, if I want to have my face plastered all over New York City, he has to pay me $15,000 or $20,000. But at the time, I didn't think $5,000 was a lot of money, you know, at the time to do that, you know. So I rejected. He said that he needed me, but, like, I turned it down because it wasn't enough money. Maybe in hindsight, looking back at it, I should have took the $5,000, but to have my face plastered over, I mean, I wanted at least $15,000, you know, so. But anyway, getting back to modeling business, you know, like I said, I have a couple of interviews coming up. I applied to about 4 modeling agencies, and 3 got in contact with me. So I just, you know, I'm just looking for something good to do. You know, I'm trying to build up myself. But sometimes in life, it's not that you're not smart. It's not that you don't have the determination you just have to have some things go right for you sometimes. You know, I say this all the time. You know, sometimes you can have a business and, you know, it lasts one day, you know, or it can last 15 years or it can last 30 years. But you have to have everything go right for stuff to prolong, you know. So it's just that, you know, things haven't been going right for me. I wanted to have my own business since 2005, but things never set right for me, you know. I never had the right person who to lead me in the right direction. I never had the financial funds to start a business, you know. I never had that mentorship that, you know, somebody tell me, you know, can plan everything out for me. I had to do everything by myself. And just to be a beginning person, a neophyte in doing that, you know, or a novice, you know, it didn't pan out because, like I said, usually I know a couple of people of my family, you know, who started business, but they got help doing that stuff. You know, I never got the help, you know, so I had to do everything myself, you know. And, you know, maybe I should take a business course, but like I said, you know, getting that capital to start up, you know, your credit has to be superb, and you don't want to have a $500,000 debt on you if things doesn't work out, you know. So like I said, you have to make sure your business is set to work out and you have money to pay back whether how much the loan you're taking out, whether $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, you have to pay back that money somehow if you borrow it from the bank, you know. So like I said, it's just that, you know, things never worked out the way I wanted in business. I mean, I can still do business, you know. Let's say I go into the mining field and I accumulate some money and I start a business. You know, usually you start small. You start tiny, you know, in the business. But like I said, I know a couple of people, they started small, but like I said, they got that extra boost when they got their afterburners charged because they got that assistance, they got that extra confidence, you know, because they have somebody tell them what to do, you know. Like I said, I didn't have that, but like I said, the closing out today's show, you know, I'm gonna see if I can do a show next week and do part two of continuing about reverse recruiting and modeling, and hopefully everything works to my favor, you know. I want to thank Peter, as usual, for co-hosting my show, Devon's Input. And I just want to say, just to celebrate this third year, you know, hopefully I can be on Devon's Input for another 3 years. You know, who knows? But like I said, thank you, Peter, so much. And thank the audience. And ciao, and see you later. Thanks so much.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Devon, for being here, and I'm always interested in the lessons you could teach us and the experiences you're developing. We'll see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.